newly joined this team in honor of Auntie Ben. I wanted to be the one to represent the cousins, the big and special she was to all of them. Beverly Barron is a unique woman. She was kind, selfless, caring, and on top of all of that, she was a fighter. Even though her passing was expected, the shock and the feeling of her loss could have never been expected. From the moment I joined this family, in fact, even before that, Auntie Beth treated me like her niece, and even back then she was fighting. And a very stubborn fighter she was. Even while she was fighting, she was telling elaborate stories to anyone and no one who would listen. She loved to share her life and her joy of her stories with others. She loved to travel and was very fortunate to have a great group of girlfriends and family to do that with. Auntie Beth was a huge sports fan and loved to root for her home team. She shared this passion among other things, with her dad. She didn't have any children of her own, but she took such pride and joy in being an aunt. She was there for every event, no matter where she was in her treatment. She would just tell her doctor, "I need to postpone my treatment a week." There was no other option. She was there for weddings, for birthdays, and countless other things. Auntie Beth was on a rigorous treatment and needed to go to the doctor every other week, but hated to ask for help. She thought asking for help was a sign of weakness, and weak she was not. She was so grateful that I could take her to her appointment on my way to work, even though it was only 5 minutes out of my way, and I enjoyed that time tremendously. The last few months were very special for everyone around. They were difficult, but very special. Auntie Beth had a difference every day, and at times it was standing room only. She was never alone, and her room was so lively and energetic that the Klein gal even asked if they could add her to their tour. Auntie Beth kept questioning why she had so many visitors, but I, and many others, reassured her that we were just returning the love she gave to us. Her mind was as sharp as a tack until the very end, and I loved hearing her tell me about all of her visitors for the day. And the one day I didn't show up, she told me, "Thought you were coming yesterday." One of Auntie's best qualities was her outlook on life. She was always so positive and upbeat. You rarely knew when she was in pain, and she never wanted you to know. She never complained, and even her days in the Klein Gallery, she made a schedule of things to look forward to. She knew exactly what days her friends were coming. She received them when she received a massage, and her favorite day was shower day. A few times toward the end, Yoni and I would go and sit with her on Friday evening before Shabbat. And that totally threw her off. She would say, "What day is it?" And we would answer, "It's Friday, Auntie Beth." She would look at us straight in the eye and say, "What are you doing here and where are the girls?" She was always concerned about others. Auntie Beth was always concerned about everyone else. And when it got close to the end, she told us, "Don't worry about me, guys. I'm going to be fine." "Well, Auntie Beth, we're not worried about you anymore." I'd like to close with some comments from some of her family and friends. Beth was an extraordinary person, so full of life experiences and lessons. She was the most amazing person. She was a fighter, and we all can be here we are.